BBC Learning English.
Hello, this is Question and Answer of the Week. I'm Phil.
And I'm Jiaying. 本期节目的问题来自一位听众，问题由我来代读。Hi, 想要投稿提问。一般 per 这个词是如何使用的呢？好像可以用在依据政策、依据规定等说法里，但又没有查到相关例句和依据。多谢。
I like this question. Okay, per has different uses. We'll look at the most common and then the specific one that you asked about.
Per 最常见的用法与事物的单位比率或比例有关，意思是每、每一。这里 per 是介词，放在名词前，比如 per month 每月 ，per second 每秒。
That's right, because it's a bit mathematical, you'll see it a lot in business and science. Listen to these examples.
We've been making a profit of £5 million per month.
The asteroid was travelling at a velocity of 18 kilometres per second.
在上面的例句中 ,per 的意思和事物的单位比率或比例有关。我们将 per 分别于 month 和 second 搭配使用，构成了 per month 每月和 per second 每秒。这个 per 加名词的结构同样适用于谈论金钱、距离或时间长度的单位数量。注意 ,per 除了可以用在上述语气较正式、专业性较强的句子中以外，还可以用在与价格、汽车和运动等有关的日常话题中，含义还是美。听三个例句。
The rent is £1,500 per month. The speed limit is 70 miles per hour.She averages 30 goals per season.
上面的三个例句不如前面听到的两个例句那么正式，但在日常类话题中，我们常用不定冠词 a 或 an 来替换 per， 句意不变。再来听一遍上面的三个例句，每个例句后，我们会播放同一句话中 per 被 a 或 an 替换后的版本。
The rent is £1,500 per month.
The rent is £1,500 a month.
The speed limit is 70 miles per hour.
The speed limit is 70 miles an hour.
She averages 30 goals per season.
She averages 30 goals a season.
Another way of thinking about this usage is that per means for each. And actually, there's a really common expression that we can use to say for each person. It's per head.
没错，我们可以把 per 看成 for each. 比如搭配 per head 就相当于 for each person, 意思都是每人。来听两个使用了搭配 per head 的例句。
Lunch is £20 per head.
In a year, British people eat 389 biscuits per head.
上面我们讲了 per 做介词时表示每、每一的用法，但问题中提到 per 是不是还可以表示按照政策和规则？答案是可以，但在表达这个含义时，更常用介词搭配 as per 按照、根据。来听听 as per 具体该怎么用。
You have been disqualified as per the rules of the competition.
We do not give refunds as per our returns policy.
So, as per here means according to the rules of the competition or according to the returns policy. It would be possible to use per on its own here, but it's less common. We can also use as per more broadly to mean according to.
原来我们虽然可以省略 as per 中的 as, 但单独用 per 表示按照、根据的用法相对没有那么常见。另外 ,as per 后面接的不一定是政策、规则，还可以是其他事情。as per 其实相当于 according to。请听例句。
As per our conversation yesterday, I won't be completing the work.
We set it up as per the instructions.
Now, there's also a very common phrase that we use with as per.
这个短语是 as per usual, 像往常一样，也就是我们平时说的照常。听两个例句，学一学 as per usual 怎么用。
We had to do it all again. as per usual.
We wanted to have a picnic, but as per usual, it rained all day.
在这两个例句中 ,as per usual 的意思都是照常像往常一样。用英语解释就是 according to what usually happens.
So, we've just had a look at different meanings of per and how it can be used to mean according to.
As per usual, we hope that we've answered your question.
Remember that if you have a question you'd like us to answer, you can email us too. Our email address is questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk.
你也可以通过微博向我们提问。我们的微博账号是 BBC 英语教学。Bye, everyone.
Bye.
BBC Learning English.